Well, good morning, everyone. I know I'm interrupting your talking time, but turkeys are burning and all of that malarkey. Happy Christmas. I do hope that Santa has arrived. Yes? Yes, very good. We'll get a wee look in a minute or two at some of the bits and pieces during the offering. But we come this morning to worship God, to celebrate Christmas, but to thank God for the gift that He has given us at this time of year, as we remember the baby Jesus born, the greatest gift of all. We're going to stand now together and we're going to sing, try and transport ourselves to that stable in that town of Bethlehem where Jesus was born. So let's all stand together and sing, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." To the cross to die for our sin.
And Lord, we thank you for that. We want everyone gathered here, Lord, to be thankful for that. From the smallest child to the oldest adult. We want everyone here to accept that gift and know that gift.
And know that Jesus has died for us. So Lord, we pray that whatever we do today, wherever we go after this service, whosever house we go to have our lovely lunch together, when we're playing with toys or sharing toys with brothers and sisters or cousins, and Lord, talking to aunties and uncles, and wherever we go today, wherever you take us, Lord, that we would always be reminded the real reason for Christmas. And Lord, we ask today that you keep us all safe, Lord, and we know that we've probably a wee bit tired today. We'll be a bit tired later on. We'll have a big, full belly of food, and we thank you for all the food that we have. And we're mindful, Lord, of the people this morning that don't have a family, that don't have people to celebrate Christmas with. Lord, we pray that they will find someone, that there'll be somebody to draw alongside them. We pray for those people around the world, Lord, who for them Christmas is just another day. They don't have enough money, or they don't have anything. They don't even have a Christmas tree. Lord, they maybe don't even have a house. So we're so thankful, Lord, for all the blessings we have and for all the extra blessings, all the gifts that we have had, all the presents that we have received, and all the presents that we have given. So, Lord, we just thank you for all the blessings of this day, whatever way they come, and for all the people, and for those gathered here this morning, and for all the members of our congregation who couldn't make it out this morning. And we ask, Lord, that you would be with us, and that we would know and feel your presence. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Jack and Archie are going to come up now and do a wee Bible reading for us. They're going to read some verses from Matthew chapter 2, and this is the wise men. Wise men in Grey Abbey. It's well seen we're reading the Bible. This is them coming to see Jesus.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was born to be born, and was to be born in Bethlehem of in Judea. They replied, "For this is what the prophet has written: But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means last among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel."
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may too go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of frankincense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned on their journey by another route.
You boys, we ask God to bless us even as his word is read to us today. We're going to continue to worship God now as we give of our offering. And World Development Appeal envelopes have been made available. If you've got those with you, that's grand. If not, just put the cash in and we'll make sure it goes to the right place. Don't worry about that. So our offering will now be received. And whoever's lifting the offering, don't wait for me to pray at the end. Just leave the plates up over here, and I'm going to go down and have a wee walk around and have a wee look at some of the gifts. So don't be standing all morning waiting on me. Your offering will now. Let's all stand together and sing "Away in a Manger."
Away in a manger.
Well, this morning I just want to spend 1 or 2 minutes talking about gifts. And I'm going to maybe come down for this. So if all the boys and girls who are upstairs want to come down to the rail here, I'm going to come down here and stand. And Victor, would you maybe switch the lights on in the front half for us here? I'm going to come down and talk about gifts because we spend a lot of time at Christmas talking about gifts. And hands up, who received a gift at Christmas? That's everybody. So some people, Walker, get your hand up. Walker's sitting there going, I hope everybody received a gift at Christmas. But it's also good to give gifts at Christmas, isn't that right? It says it's better to give than to receive. But to be honest, I like receiving. But it's nice to give gifts. But I'm not sure if I've got all my gifts this Christmas or not. Because I think there was something that was missed. Oh, thanks. Thank you. So it's good. It's good to receive and it's good to give gifts, isn't that right? Yeah. Now, what did I do there? You don't know. You'll have to learn. See, if you're ever going to be married, you'll have to learn what I just done. Because Ruth wanted to give me a gift. And give is going to come up on the screen. And it will come up on the screen, Philip. It's my fault. Not switched on. We're on now. Ruth was giving me a gift, but what did I do? I didn't give it back. I ignored her, didn't I? I ignored her. I just said it there. I just didn't even look at the gift. I didn't take it in my hands. I just ignored it. And at Christmas, we're talking about the greatest gift ever, the best gift ever. In our house this morning, this was the best Christmas ever. Some boys received some of the best gifts they've ever received, better than last Christmas. And I hope that was the same for you. And next Christmas, you'll receive something that was better than this year. And the gifts get better and better, and we get more and more excited. But Jesus was the greatest, most perfect gift ever given. But some people ignore him. There'll be Christmas cards come in, and sometimes people send people Christmas cards, and there's a picture of Jesus on the front. There's maybe a little Bible verse in it. Some people just ignore it. They just ignore Jesus. They're more interested in all the decorations, which are good, and the Christmas tree, and the silly jumpers, and all of that fun stuff, but they ignore Jesus, and that's what it's all about. Christmas is all about Jesus. But if you ignore something long enough, something else happens. What did he get?
Your wife, Ruth. Thanks,
oh, why? I had forgotten all about it. And that's what happens. If we ignore things long enough, we forget all about them. And we forget that Jesus came to die for us. And we forget that God loved us so much, that's what the Bible says, God loved us so much that he gave his one and only son. He gave us this greatest gift. Some people ignore it right up until the point where they forget all about it. But what we should really do with all of our gifts, including Jesus, is take the gift. Whenever Ruth came up here, I should have said, thank you very much, love you, all of that stuff. Yeah, I don't. You have to say those things too when you get married. And taking a gift, and then I should just stuck it below my arm like that there and carry it around with me forever. Isn't that right? Isn't that what you do with your gifts? No. No, you've got to open your gifts. You've got to open your gifts, and you've got to look inside and see what the gift is. Oh, look at that there. Football in Northern Ireland. Vauxhall cars. Oh, we're going to have to. I'm just so excited right now. Here we go. Oh, that fits really well. I've wanted one of these for ages. I've been to the shop looking for them, and they had none left. They hadn't made them. They hadn't printed them. But then Northern Ireland, they got through to the Europeans, so they printed them out again, obviously, and I get this for Christmas. And this is the best thing to do with gifts. I'm going to sleep in this tonight. I'm going to wear it tomorrow. I'm going to sleep in it tomorrow night. I'm going to wear this until Ruth says, take that off because it stinks. But you know what the Bible says that we should do with Jesus? It says we should clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we should do at Christmas. God gave us his one and only Son. We shouldn't ignore him. We definitely shouldn't forget him. But we should take all that God has given us and clothe ourselves with the greatest ever gift that was ever given. But I hope you have good fun today, boys and girls, mom and dads, fun at Christmas Day. Probably about 10 o'clock tonight when all the dishes are done and all the rest of it. That's when you'll get your feet up, and that will be fun for us older people, getting our feet up. But I hope you have a good meal. You enjoy your presents. And remember Jesus Christ. We're going to sing before we close our service off. We're going to sing Look to the Skies. And when we sing this song, then I'm going to do the benediction. And then we'll just all sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas together, okay, before we go out to the door. So let's all stand together and sing this lovely song where we celebrate Christmas and the greatest gift that was ever given.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.